Kid earmuffs, why they are useful? As we grow older, our hearing is constantly being damaged, and this damage can never be repaired. Your toddler still has new hearing, and the chances are that it is still in excellent working order. Whether they have perfect hearing or they have some hearing problems, they are going to have hearing that is more sensitive than yours, so it needs protecting. When I was a child, I had issues with my ears, in fact, I still do. You may need to protect your toddler's ears from water, sound, pressure when flying, and of course, from loud noises. This article explains when these things can be uncomfortable or dangerous to your child. Then give recommendations on what you should do to keep them happy and safe. Even the most careful parents often forget to protect their children's ears. This article will look at the ins and outs of children's ear protection, not only for hearing protection but also as an awareness tool to help protect children from hearing damage because of loud sounds. Children's ear protection. Children's ear muffs and plugs are considered the most practical means of offering hearing protection. Unlike earplugs, they can be worn comfortably for long periods of time without becoming too warm or causing discomfort. Many children's styles look like a small pair of headphones and are not noticeable when worn. It is important to note that many children's styles/colors available are bright, cute and attractive, making it difficult for children to resist wearing them. I'll show you the most effective ways to protect children's ears and prevent pain. Health Canada has designated sounds over 85 decibels as harmful to hearing. These noises are caused by stadium horns, car alarms, car stereos and concerts. Obviously, the sound of a screeching train will not be heard by a child, but the vibrations it generates can be felt and cause permanent damage. If you have ever rescued a child from an amusement park ride that was too loud for their ears, you can easily see that unprotected ears are at risk. Ear protection effectiveness. When you are looking to buy ear protection to stop loud noises, the effectiveness of earplugs and muffs is expressed in terms of NRR, the noise reduction rating. The higher these values, the better, and ear protectors typically have an NRR between 5 to 30 decibels. 1 point on the NRR scale reduces the sound that is heard by 1 decibel. So if you are in a place where the background noise was around 85 decibels and wearing muffs with an NRR of 20, then the ears are exposed to noise of about 65 decibels. Should you be wondering what does 85 decibels in volume actually sound like? Well, below is an infographic that shows familiar sound you will know on the decibel scale. The National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, NIOSH, recommends that in your place of work, hearing protection should be worn if you are regularly exposed to sounds of 85 decibels or higher. This would be true for your toddler as well. There are free smartphone apps that can give you approximate readings should you still be unsure. Earplugs for toddlers in the water. The human body has grown to live in our environment and can easily cope with most things in it. This includes water, and getting water in the ears. Our bodies are covered in skin, including in our ears. The skin acts as a barrier to foreign objects and does an outstanding job doing this. Most people, most of the time, will not need to wear plugs when going in the water, as the skin and earwax will keep our ears safe. The shape of the ear is also designed to allow water to drain easily. Yes, earwax is not something to be got rid of as soon as it appears. We have developed so that earwax will move down the ear, actually cleaning it, removing dust, fungus, and bacteria as it goes. It is your ear's natural cleaner. There will be some occasions, however, when stopping water going into the ears is a good idea. For example, dirty water. Dirty water has a lot more bacteria than clean water. Ear infections. Pre-existing ear infections will worsen if wet. History of infections. If you have a history of infections, it makes sense to prevent more. Difficulty drying the ears. Ears naturally empty, but if you have small ears or blockages, they are harder to drain. Children have ear canals that are narrower than adults, they are smaller, this means that the water will not drain as readily. So when in the water or swimming, they may need plugs. You need to use your common sense here. If your child is perfectly healthy, has no history of ear infections, and is in clean bathwater, then there will be little need for plugs. If they are swimming in a river, or had an ear infection last week, then there may be a need for plugs. Earplugs for toddlers when flying. When flying, many people experience some mild discomfort or pain when the plane is changing altitudes, when taking off and landing. This is perfectly natural and is caused by the eardrum stretching because the pressure on the outside of the ear adjusts faster than the pressure on the inside. This can make toddlers and babies very uneasy as they do not understand what is happening as you will. They do not understand it is temporary. It is harder to get them to do things to relieve the pressure, like yawning, swallowing and sucking. The other thing that can bother toddlers, and indeed almost everyone on a flight, is the noise from the engines and the general cabin noise generated when there are many people in a small place. It can cause stress to babies and toddlers, leading to irritability and crying. A good pair of flight earplugs for children could be a great help. When they are worn, and the child is used to them, they will reduce the noise considerably, and if you have plugs that were designed for flying, they will help the pressure equalize on both sides of the ear at a more consistent rate. This means the discomfort or pain is reduced significantly. An excellent tip for toddler earplugs is to get the kids to wear the earplugs at home for a few days before the first time they fly. This will allow them to get used to the plugs, as the first few times you put them in, they will get pulled out again within a few minutes. If the child has worn them a few times before flying, they will stay in for a few hours. Earplugs for toddlers when it's cold. As most of us know, cold weather can cause your ears to hurt. But once they warm up again, then they are fine, and there is no lasting damage. But this is not always the case. Sometimes the cold can cause ear problems, which could have been easily avoided by wearing a hooded top, or better still, ear muffs. Cold weather can cause a problem called exostosis, more commonly known as surfer's ear. Surfers get this a lot as they spend a lot of time in cold water, hence the name. Exostosis is the body trying to provide a barrier to the cold. With this condition, the ear canal has abnormal bone growths. In the ear canal, bone grows on top of the bone that is already present. It thickens around the ear canal, causing the opening to become narrower. With a narrower canal, it becomes more difficult to hear, and wax builds up as it is harder for it to move through the ear canal. The wax and water can get trapped in the ear, and if this happens, bacteria will grow, causing ear infections. People with exostosis are far more likely to get pain, tinnitus, and hearing problems. These difficulties can be avoided by wearing earmuffs or a hat on wintry days. Earplugs for toddlers when it is loud. Hearing protection in noisy places can be really useful when you have toddlers, for the following reasons. Protecting their hearing. Allowing them to sleep. Preventing overexcitement. Preventing them being frightened by sudden noises. The ears of a toddler are more sensitive than yours as an adult. This means that they are more vulnerable to prolonged sounds and loud noises. At a young age, permanent hearing damage can occur quickly, and hearing damage is permanent. Research shows that 1 in 8 babies and toddlers has suffered some mild degree of hearing damage. This is permanent and can be easily avoided. Keep children from noisy environments, and if this is not possible, use hearing protection. I have a more detailed article on infant hearing protection here. Conclusions: best earplugs for toddlers. When we are born, usually we have great hearing. This may not be true if you have a family history of hearing problems like me. Your toddler's hearing needs to be looked after until they are old enough to make their own decisions on this type of thing. Children's hearing differs from adults, and is more sensitive, and ear infections are far more common. Ear protection does not have to be expensive, and can be a worthwhile investment in your child's health. It is far better to use protection to prevent a problem than to have to suffer through it. Then pay for the treatment, which can be far more expensive. People also ask, how can I soothe my toddler's earache? Ear infections can be excruciating for toddlers, and they can get them often. Below are 5 things that you can try to help relieve that pain. Stay hydrated. Dehydration will not help with an earache. Swallowing can also help mucus drain from the back of the nose/ears. Sucking a hard candy can also help if the child is old enough. Tylenol or child's pain relief. If your toddler is old enough, you can give them child pain relief medication. Always read the label and consult a doctor if you are going to provide medicines for any period. Warm compress. Put a warm damp compress on your toddler's ear for 10 to 20 minutes. Warm oil. Warm olive oil, at room temperature, can help if a few drops are placed in the affected ear. This must not be done with a ruptured eardrum. Elevate the head. Raise the child's head slightly. This can help the draining of the sinuses. Symptoms of an ear infection in a toddler. If your child is very young and has a painful earache, they cannot tell you. Below are some common signs of earache in a toddler. Fluid draining from ear. Pulling at the ear. Irritability. Trouble sleeping. Fever. Loss of appetite. Is loud music bad for toddlers? Yes. Loud music is awful for everyone, and kids can be stupid and play music or games much too loud. When buying earphones for any kids, it is always a good idea to get buds that stop the volume being turned up to dangerously high levels. This type of plug will not go over approximately 82 decibels in volume. This level is safe for many hours at a time.